This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Black Hole Sundays, we're back. This is our most important episode, Spadoni, of the offseason so far, because we came in talking about, you know, Josh McDaniels, Dave Ziegler, reacting to their press conference, all that sort of stuff. But really, we didn't have a lot to go off of. But we have a ton to get to today. And of course, Max Crosby, his extension right before we recorded this podcast, maybe an hour ago, they signed him to a long-term deal. We'll get into that. Maybe other free agents that the Raiders could possibly sign. But the big news is Deshaun Watson, and we are going to get to that. But some news and notes really quick, Spadoni, as we are going to ramp up here within the kind of like Draymond Green. We're going to ramp up here with the Raiders news. But this is something that kind of slipped through the cracks of the news. Alec Ingold, fullback for the Raiders. They did not tender his contract as a restricted free agent, and now he is a free agent, and anybody can go and sign him. It's looking like he's not going to be with the Raiders anymore. I'm kind of sad about that. I liked him a lot.
Yeah, that's tough. He was the first Raider to get a touchdown in Vegas, obviously, on that Monday night game against the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
He always seemed to just make winning plays, you know, like whether it was a block, spider 2Y banana. Carr seemed to trust him a lot. I'm going to miss him. I mean, it's tough because it's a fullback, and it's like he wasn't featured – like super heavily, but he made plays and you noticed when he was out on the field. So that's tough. McDaniels uses a fullback. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do going forward, because I always thought Ingold, when he's on the field, he's one of the better fullbacks in the league. Not that there's many, but he's still up there. I mean, you think of guys like a Kyle Juszczyk is probably the best, right? And how Kyle Shanahan uses him in San Francisco. But I agree. It hurt me a little bit for a fullback even.
Yeah, I just, you know, I thought he was going to be a mainstay on this thing. We actually talked about that, man. We talked about that when Josh McDaniels got hired. We said that, I forgot his last name already, Jakob, whatever his name is. It was the fullback for the Patriots.
Yeah.
I think that's how you pronounced it. Jakob.
Jakob.
So we were hoping that he was going to use Ingold, but it never happened. So shout out to Alec Ingold, man. Wherever he goes, I hope he finds a team that actually uses a fullback, as fullbacks are kind of starting to get phased out.
I think it was Bill Williamson who floated out there. Green Bay might make sense for him. Bisaccia goes there. Maybe he's a special teamer. He's from Wisconsin. So that'd be nice to see him go on a good franchise.
Oh, boy. Good luck with Aaron Rodgers. Other piece of news, and this is something we both predicted would happen, but Corey Littleton released from the Raiders. Whew. Now, this will save the team $11.7 million in cap space. He hasn't technically been released yet, but it's going to count as a June 1st cut, which is there's a whole deal with that sort of thing. But June 1st is the deadline there. So $11.7 million, is what the team is going to save in terms of dead cap for the next couple of seasons. But Corey Littleton, we sort of knew you, thought we were getting a different player from the Rams, and just turned out to be a disappointment. And that's, I think that's putting it lightly.
Yeah, we were talking about it last pod, just always seemed to just be a step slow, not where he needed to be, or just not making a good play on the ball. So
missed a ton of
I was
tackles.
Excited for the signing when it happened, but, you know, didn't work out. And I think this new regime, you're going to see it. They're going to start just cutting people that they don't think are going to be contributors moving forward in a division that, man, defense is going to be a premium now with Russell Wilson. Obviously, you already had Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert and all these receivers in there. So if you have a slow linebacker, it's not happening. It's just not happening.
The quote,
speed is the name. Speed is the name of the game, Steve.
The quote that I want to read. The quote that I want to read to you from Patrick Graham, new defensive coordinator, who had his first press conference today. I mean, look, we've had a bunch of defensive coordinators that are just old school guys. Guys who feel like it just feels like they're out of touch with the game. None of these guys are trying to figure out the new wave as a lot of other guys do when offenses are turning into something completely different with all these new quarterbacks, with, you know, Mahomes and Allen and Lamar Jackson, a bunch of these AFC quarterbacks doing different things. They did not evolve. But this quote that I wanted to play for you, or at least read for you, from Patrick Graham. He was asked about whether they're going to run a 4-3 or a 3-4 scheme. And he said, the game is sub-defense, period, point blank. Whether it's 11 personnel that we're seeing from teams or the 12 personnel that plays like 11 personnel. And the way we combat that a lot of the time is playing sub-defense. So when I say sub-defense, now you're getting into the 4-2-5 world of it. Whatever the spacing is, 4-down, 5-down, 3-down, however the spacing is, you're really dealing in a world of 5 DBs on the field at once and 4 bigger bodies with 2 linebackers. So to me, the 4-3-3-4 discussion is almost like it's antiquated, to be honest. When you're talking about sub-defense, do you have guys that can rush the passer? Yes. Do you have guys that can stop the run? Yes. Do you have guys that can cover, that have shown they can cover in the past? Yes. So those are the three major things I'm looking for aside from tackling. So yeah, I'm good with that. Whew. Look, hey, we could only read so much from a podium appearance, but man, Patrick Graham, he's speaking the love language of these Raiders here, I think, man. 4-2-5.
Innovation, man. That's just what you want. It's just, I feel like the Raiders DC and the Raiders defense for just so long has just been stale, old, slow, not good. And now we have a coordinator seemingly who's just the opposite of that. He's young, innovative, new schemes, not set to 3-4, 4-3. I don't care. Let's just put the best combination on the field that gives us a winning chance every single play. And that's just something I appreciate, man. That's just what you want. Mm-hmm. And as a fan, that's all you can ask for. Now, talk is cheap, obviously. We want to see the results. But the Raiders do have pieces, like we've talked about. Crosby getting extended today.
Yes.
Obviously, Graham loves him. And Ngakoue, it starts there. It starts with the pressure. And then everything else comes after that. So it's really refreshing to see. And I love what I'm hearing so far. Love what I'm hearing. I'm excited.
Dude. He says there's an illusion of complexity, if you will, with this defense. What the hell does that even mean?
Shakespearean, Steve. Shakespearean.
Oh, man.
Patrick Graham's a renaissance man.
But he's going to have a tough time because, as we know, Russell Wilson traded over to the Denver Broncos. That news broke after we recorded our last pod. So it's getting even tougher within the AFC West. And believe me, we will get to the Khalil Mack trade. But you mentioned him. Max Crosby getting the 4-year $98.98 million deal. That's $95 million in new money, $53 million guaranteed. So as expected, he wanted more guaranteed money than Joey Bosa. He's not making as much on average per year. He's making $23.75 million per year. And honestly, once we see what Nick Bosa is getting paid, what TJ Watt's gotten paid, seeing that type of money, I know it's a lot, but how can you say any different? How can you not like this deal? How can you really think it's too much money? It's very well deserved. And Max Crosby, he's a very easy player to root for.
No, absolutely. And the 2 years ago today, he started his sobriety. Just an awesome story for him, for his family. He's getting married. I think that just he just announced that like a week or two ago. So congratulations to him. This is generational wealth, man. Like, this is stuff that it's going to mean stuff for the hopefully for his children and his children's children all down the line. And just such a good dude. Him and Waller, such inspirational stories for this team that you hope with these new rookies coming in that they could learn from them. And just, you know, Vegas is a tough place to play. Like, this is not, that can't be easy for a guy like Max and Darren to be literally in a place called Sin City.
Yeah.
And how difficult that must be to be a former alcoholic, former drug addict, like how easy that is to get involved in that world in a city like that. And to just keep it all on the field, keep it professional, and just be doing what they've been doing. Just a credit to him and to the organization. And Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler, man, this was supposed to be the Khalil Mack deal, right? Like, and now we got a guy, a stalwart, that's staying with the organization, a cornerstone piece for the defense. And it's refreshing for once, Steve.
So, Max Crosby. You also mentioned that he's going to take care of his children. He also said at his press conference today that he can finally take care of the dogs that are going to be involved in his life, his kids' dogs, his dogs, all of it for the rest of their lives. So big fan of Max Crosby for that. But look, man, he's very well deserving of it. And I think he's going to be really good for the next few years. And by the time that his contract is up, all these other edge rushers are going to start getting new contracts. And I think the value is going to be there by year three and year four. But before we get to the quarterbacks, I know you want to talk about Deshaun Watson, but real quick, the one trade that happened other than Russell Wilson going to the Broncos, Khalil Mack back in the AFC West traded to the Los Angeles Chargers for a second rounder and a sixth rounder. Just an unbelievable trade by the LA Chargers. And I got to be honest, man, with Herbert, I like Herbert as a quarterback. They also gave Mike Williams a $20 million a year deal too, which I was just
3 year extension. Yeah.
I was just like, what the hell? Mike Williams, 20 mil a year. Okay. He is a number two wide receiver and he's good, but that feels like a little bit steep. But with all those players that they got, Austin Eckler, Joey Bosa is kind of a meathead, but I've always respected his game. Derwin James. I'm not going to lie, man. With Khalil Mack going over there, it's going to be hard to hate the Chargers. Like, inherently, you want to as a Raider fan, but the fact that Khalil Mack's gone over there, knowing that it was a mistake, I don't know, man. Call me soft. Call me a real Raider fan. You're not a real Raider fan. You're not part of the nation. You can go. You can say whatever you want, but man, I kind of like this Chargers team now. I'm not gonna lie, man.
It's really good. It's a really good team. Really good edge rushers, and it sucks that he went to the division. Like, I'll just say that the Raiders were taking a couple L's there with Wilson, and then Mack coming to the division.
Yeah,
it makes your job harder. Like, it just that's the fact of the matter. Mm-hmm. And it is a little concerning though if you're the Chargers because Khalil Mack's been hurt a lot. It feels like the last couple of years had a foot injury. And he wasn't back for he only played, I think, 6 or 7 games last year and had that foot surgery and was out for the season. So we'll see. We'll see. It's on paper. I mean, Derwin James in the backfield, just Brandon Staley, that was supposed to be his forte. And the Chargers defense wasn't very good last year, it seemed like. It feels like they gave up a lot of points.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how it works there. And you just look at the division, all the quarterbacks, you're going to need to get them down. That's why the Raiders had to make Max Crosby a priority. That's the name of the game right now, is getting the quarterbacks down. And all the quarterbacks in this division are mobile. Derek Carr, obviously, probably the least, but can still move around a bit. But Herbert can run around. Great athlete. Mahomes, obviously. And Wilson now, not the athlete he once was, but still a hell of an athlete. So,
yeah.
I give him credit, man. They're being aggressive. They're utilizing Justin Herbert's rookie contract, which is a huge thing, because after he's going to be the next highest paid quarterback, not even close. It's going to be him or Burrow, right? Like, those are going to be the guys that are going to get that huge next pay increase. So,
yeah,
it sucks that he's a Charger, Steve. It really sucks. The powder blue is just not going to look right. At least the Bears, a tradition of linebackers, it made sense. the defense. Oh, the Charger powder blue is just so gross on Khalil.
Ugh. Yeah, I know.
Everyone says that's his favorite jersey other than like maybe the Raiders, but I hate just can't stand
it. Yeah. Yeah. Him and Joey Bosa, though, they're going to be a great tandem coming off the edge.
If they can stay healthy, that's the key. Those guys they are injury prone, I'll say that.
Now, the Raiders still can be in line for a free agent tackle. Morgan Moses, I'm seeing that name being thrown around. I actually think it'd be the perfect fit for the 49ers because he's played with Trent Williams before, but he was originally with Washington, went to the Jets, now he's a free agent, and I think the Raiders would try to sign him, but if they don't, man, and Alex Leatherwood's going to be your right tackle, if you got Colton Miller and Alex Leatherwood going up against Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack twice a year, I think they have the advantage there as far as the offensive line, defensive line matchup, the trench matchup.
Yeah, Leatherwood, you saw that Monday Night Football game against the Chargers at SoFi. Not a good time, Steve. I kind of felt bad for him, too, because mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's the game where they moved him to right guard, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And it was just not good. He just got bulldozed almost every play, it seemed like. The false starts because he was just anticipating getting bulldozed. It was really tough. So they need to address that, whether it's a rookie, whether it's a free agent, I don't know. But something's got to give because pass rushers everywhere in this division. Everywhere.
So let's go from the defense to the offense. And, by the way, one real quick thing on the defense. Like, we're going to be talking about Deshaun Watson here and the chances that he could come to the Raiders. But with the amount of salary cap that they have, because they did restructure Colton Miller and Kenyon Drake's deal. So they're creating $14 million in cap space this year. J.C. Jackson, formerly of the Patriots, he's a free agent. One of the best free agent corner in the game. I don't know what the relationship with Ziegler's like. I don't know what it's like with McDaniel. But, man, they got a bunch of guys on that coaching staff from the Patriots over with the Raiders. I'm feeling pretty confident that J.C. Jackson will be right up there in the running, take that place of Casey Hayward. And like Patrick Graham said, maybe you're going to run out there with five DBs, Trayvon Mullen, Nate Hobbs, and J.C. Jackson. That'd be pretty nice.
That'd be pretty stout. I mean, J.C. Jackson's only 26, I'm looking right now, too. He's young.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be a hell of a signing.
Yeah.
8 picks last year, 9 picks the year before. Guy's a turnover machine.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Obviously have the familiarity with Ziegler and McDaniels. So I'm all for it. Like, I think another name that was floated around that just might be too pricey for me would be Stephon Gilmore. And I'd rather have a guy like J.C. Jackson that might be a little cheaper. And he's younger, too. So it's like I'd rather have that. And, man, you can dream, right? I mean, the same, we were just talking about it. You're going to have to add defensive studs because the division is just so unreal offensively. It's just sick. It's just sick, Steve. It honestly is. Like, and maybe you can't match them offensive firepower wise, but you can make up for that with a damn good defense. Like, that's the way you can neutralize that. Get after the quarterback. You have Ngakoue, you have Crosby, and you just have solid secondary. And you can get the job done.
But you could replace the quarterback. Now, it's been known that the Raiders want to stick with Derek Carr. It has been known. And we've been talking like Jimmy Garoppolo is the top available quarterback to be traded. And we talk about Deshaun Watson, but we didn't know what was going on with the lawsuit. Well, even though the civil lawsuits can still be filed, they'll most likely get a settlement from it, but the Harris County grand jury has declined to indict Deshaun Watson on criminal charges. As we know, he had the 22 civil suits accusing him of sexual assault and harassment during massage sessions. The quarterback used his Fifth Amendment rights to several hundred questions by Tony Busby, who was representing the women who filed the suit during 3 hours of depositions, but he is no longer facing criminal charges. The 22 civil suits still linger, but again, a settlement will most likely be reached there. Deshaun Watson, officially available for trade. Spadoni, your thoughts?
All in, if I'm the Raiders. I mean, we were waiting for this to be cleared, right? He's not going to be charged criminally. There's still civil suits there. There could be a suspension still with the NFL. You never know. Six games or something. But the criminality charges of this is the main one. And him being cleared is huge. You are in a division now with Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, and Justin Herbert. And I love Derek Carr and what he did this last year. I thought that was really special, how he was the leader of this team and what he did to will this team to the playoffs at 10-7. It was unbelievable. He stepped up in a huge way. But if you're telling me that Deshaun Watson and all those allegations are behind him, he's one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. Like, he's just that good. He's that talented. He's that guy. Like, it's a no-brainer for me. Now, the tricky part is, if you're Josh McDaniels and you're Dave Ziegler, and even if you're Mark Davis, PR-wise, it's still a little
It'd be a nightmare.
It's still a little murky. It's murky because in the court of law, he got cleared, right? Like, that's the thing. But the stigma around his character, I don't know if that'll ever be – the stain of that will ever be fully removed.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the thing. And taking a guy like that, accused of things like that, to Las Vegas, I mean, that's the something you got to consider. Like, it's out there. But you're asking me, if I'm the Raiders and I'm Josh McDaniels and I'm Dave Ziegler, if I would go all in on Deshaun Watson, I would say yes. I think the price would be Derek Carr and probably at least, what, three first rounders?
Actually, let me look up what the Texans wanted originally, because it was some crazy number, but keep going.
I think the starting asking price at least would be Derek Carr, two firsts and 2 seconds.
Yes.
At least that's what it would have to be. Now, are there teams out there that can probably package more? Would you, if you're the Eagles or if you're the Texans rather, would you rather have Jalen Hurts and three first rounders? Like, is that sexier to you? But I think Derek Carr is better than Jalen Hurts. He's not as young, obviously. And obviously Texans history with his brother David. So you never know.
According to Jeff Howe of The Athletic, and this was written as recently as January, so relatively recent considering all this. But the Texans have asked for at least five assets, which include three first-round picks, and have no desire to lower the price. So you'd be talking three first-rounders, Derek Carr, and considering what Russell Wilson was traded for, I mean, it'd probably have to be, man, I mean, who would it be? Who would be that guy on defense? Cleveland Pearl.
Oh, God. Boy.
I mean would Yannick Ngakoue have to do? Like, an offensive player, a defensive player like Ngakoue? You bring Carr and Ngakoue, three first rounders?
Maybe a guy like Merrig. You'd have to, like, that's the thing. Like, you have to think of a young guy with a lot of upside.
Yeah. The Texans need everything too. Like,
that's the thing.
They need everything. So all positions are on the table. It's not like they're set at wide receiver or cornerback or safety or defensive end. Like, it's really wide open there in Houston. Look, here's where I'm at, Spadone. It'd be really hard to get past what we've seen and what we've read about him. It'd be really hard to get past that.
Yeah.
I don't know how Chiefs fans feel when they're rooting for Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill, where there's been an audio recording of him threatening his girlfriend and supposedly, allegedly, like, breaking his kid's arm. I know there was this thing back at Oklahoma State, I believe that's where he went to college, where he choked out his pregnant girlfriend at the time. So he's had a lot of allegations against him, and there's been so much of this around the NFL. But if you're looking at this from a business perspective, and you want to try and keep up with these other teams within the AFC, how do you not do that deal?
Yeah,
because you're just going to end up like the Seahawks, really, where, you know, you got your quarterback for a couple of years, but the team just starts to deteriorate year after year after year because, you know, you haven't shored up that offensive line and you've made some questionable decisions in the past. And I know that they've made the playoffs consecutively every year, but I'm talking about the Seahawks at the end of Russell Wilson's tenure. These last two seasons have not been very pretty for them. So it's hard for me to say, no, don't go out there and get Deshaun Watson. Of course, morality wise, I don't want to get this guy. I don't think he should be playing in the NFL, quite frankly, but the NFL doesn't care. And you have to come to terms with that. It's really tough being a football fan.
It is. And that's the thing. In the court of law, like, they found that he was not worthy of any criminal charges. So it's like, you have to take that into account. I don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. Like, all the stories obviously are gross. It's disgusting. But he wasn't charged. So, and I'm looking right now at the Action Network, the odds to be Deshaun Watson's next team, plus 300. Can you guess who you think has the best odds?
Plus 300, maybe to trade? Oof. I mean, would the Seahawks be there?
They are on the list. They're at plus 1,200.
So I'm way off.
They have no. They have the fifth best.
Oh, okay.
Fifth best odds.
Plus 300. Who else are other teams looking for a quarterback? Obviously, are the Colts in there? No. Are the Colts in there?
No. Colts are surprisingly not.
Wow. Okay.
I don't think they have the trade. I don't think they have the
assets
to do it.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I mean, is it the Raiders?
No. Raiders plus 1400. They have the sixth best along with the Dolphins.
Okay.
So which is interesting. I think the Dolphins are pretty much done, considering that's what Mike McDaniel said last week, that they are not in on Deshaun Watson. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Steve. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at plus 300, obviously just 2 years removed from a Super Bowl, winning it. They have the GOAT. They have Mike Evans. They have a lot of weapons. Well, Chris Godwin was a weapon. He got re-signed, I think, or got a franchise tag, tore his ACL, which sucked. But yeah. In a winnable division, Carolina stinks.
Yeah.
Saints, good defense, no quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Saints, by the way, at plus 900 right after the Steelers are at plus 350. So
damn.
Those are the teams that are ahead of the Raiders. Seahawks, Panthers, Vikings, Saints, Steelers, Bucks.
Damn. I mean,
I still think the Raiders have the best package, though. If they give up the picks – Derek Carr is a huge asset in this.
Yeah.
Like, because if you just think about what Derek Carr would take in the market right now, it's at least a one and a two, and maybe even two ones.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Like, are the Texans willing to take on Derek Carr and have them be their next franchise quarterback? As far as a face of a franchise, he's perfect. He's a great leader.
Yeah.
Was not born in Texas, but he was raised there when his brother was there. His family moved down there, so they got the ties.
Can we just say this real quick? His accent has got more and more Southern, like, oh, each man. Year. Like,
at the CMAs, it was damn near Louisiana.
Dude! He was, like, speaking in Creole.
Oh, no. Thank everybody for coming out to Las Vegas. I'm sounding so like Elvis. Like,
Raider Nation. Raider Nation. Man, oh, man.
Man, and this, the thing that gets lost here, whenever we're having these conversations, is we're hating on Carr.
No,
but if you're going to say that Deshaun Watson's a better quarterback than or worse quarterback than Carr, then you're out of your football mind. And by the way, if Carr is going to get that a 2-year deal, that's what's expected, right? With the extension somewhere in the range of $35 to $40 million. Well, Deshaun Watson, right now, he's getting paid $40 million this year. His contract just started to kick in. He got a 4-year deal worth $156 million, which is an average of $39 million. But they've spread it out in such a way where he's really making an average of $39 million, but you got roster bonuses and all different types of stuff like that. So really, his base salary is going to be like $32 million going forward. But this year, $35 is his base. Next season, he's going to be making the same thing, about $32 million, give or take a few there, with the amount of money that he could be. Actually, it's going to be worth $42 in 2023, but then it's going to be worth $37 in 2024 and $32 in 2025. So, man, if you get this deal done for Deshaun Watson, it's almost like you're getting him at a bargain. Not a bargain, but like, man, when these other quarterbacks, Mahomes and Allen and all the money that these guys are getting paid, if you have Deshaun Watson and he's the fourth highest paid quarterback right now in the league, you take that.
And he's literally the only other quarterback that you can upgrade right now from Derek. I mean, Tom Brady, fine. I think he's retired. I think he's done. But Deshaun Watson is the only other guy.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo, no. Kenny Pickett, Matt Corral, no. Those aren't you're not competing with those guys in this division. Sorry. It's just not happening.
I got a 49er friend, 49er friend who does not like Jimmy Garoppolo, and he's just peppering me with any article he could find on Jimmy Garoppolo being traded to the Raiders.
Anything. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Unless you're actively trying to tank, then it makes sense. Like that's if you do that, like And I think it's very interesting how Derek Carr hasn't signed yet. Or like that's the thing, or got extended rather.
Yeah.
Like, it's very interesting. Maybe, and this is the article. Not article, but it was floated out there by Vinny Bonsignor of the Las Vegas Review Journal. They're keeping tabs, Steve. Apparently, Derek Carr is expected to be pursued by multiple teams via trade. This is back on February 2nd. Be pursued by multiple teams via trade and could be involved in a trade for Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. So that was per Vinny Bonsignor. So. If the Texans are interested, that's the thing though too. Do the Texans want to be in the AFC still? So if you're the Texans, you have Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anyone in the AFC?
No.
Trevor Lawrence?
No.
Add him in our
No, you're not missing out. You're
okay.
Good.
That's how stacked is that?
That's very
Mac Jones. There's another one. Mac Jones. He's good. Like
maybe he's good.
All out of man. He seems solid. He was a good rookie.
Yeah.
Just unreal amount of talent at the quarterback position in the AFC. Mm-hmm. And now if you trade him to the NFC, like you don't have to worry about him. And you just have whoever's in the NFC, Matt Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, Trey Lance, whatever.
Like, well, you're not gonna have to worry. I mean, what do the Texans want to do? Like I also think it matters where these draft picks are and how high they can be. I mean, like this year, let's just say the Raiders have the 22nd pick. Is it going to be worth getting the 22nd pick back in this draft considering where the Texans are right now? Probably. I mean, you could get someone at the front end, someone at the back end of that first round. Like, I think I'm with you, man. It's really a no-brainer from the business side of things. Just morally, it'd be really hard to get through it. Although, it's not as bad as I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's not as bad as like Greg Hardy throwing his girlfriend onto like a pile of guns.
Which that's the thing. Terrible. Yeah, yeah. And like, he was cleared.
Compared to some of these things that have been done in the NFL, some things that people have been able to get past, Deshaun Watson's civil suits, it's something that he can learn from, I think.
And again, it's for the face of the organization and what's happened this past year, John Gruden, the racial and sexist and misogynistic, all that sort of stuff. Just what he said in the emails, Henry Ruggs, what happened there, killing another person, and Nate Hobbs even. Like, there's been just not great news articles on the Raiders, and I could see why Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler may be hesitant. Again, as we know, though, Steve, talent is tolerable in this league. That's why Nate Hobbs is still on the team. And that's why there's many other players around the league where you can look at Ben Roethlisberger, yada, 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 Antonio Brown. Talent is tolerable.
Yeah. So. Yep. And they'd be able to get past it with Watson. And it sounds like he is really eager to get back onto the field. Just depends which team that he's going to go to. Whew.
I mean, it's a lot.
Wow. What a week, man. Which one to you is more devastating though? Was it the Russ news going to Denver or was it Khalil Mack going to LA?
It was honestly the Russell Wilson one. That one felt like a huge gut punch. And then the Khalil Mack was more like I stepped on a Lego and it was like, oh, now this, like that was how it felt. Like I thought we were in the clear with Rodgers leaving, like, oh, Rodgers, Broncos are done. They're screwed again. They're going to have Jimmy Garoppolo or something.
Yeah.
And then they get Russell Wilson. It's like, oh, God. Now we're the worst team in the division. At least we can hang our head on as Raider fans that you were better than the Broncos and even better than the Chargers because you made the playoffs last year, right? But now it's there's a pecking order. And I can understand where a lot of Raider fans are like trying to mask their emotions, Steve. Like, oh, we still beat you guys, you know, four straight times. Broncos fans, I'm like, yeah, they had Drew Lock as their quarterback. All right. And Teddy Bridgewater. They have Russell Wilson now. So let's pump the brakes.
I actually love that analogy too that you made. It's more like stepping on a Lego, because after it's done and you're hurt by it and you're blaming everything, you realize, well, something could have been done. I mean, if the Lego were picked up and I noticed that it was on the floor, I would have avoided stepping on it. I mean, if the team didn't trade away Khalil Mack, we wouldn't be in this situation. I think with the Raiders would be in a totally different situation if they didn't trade away Khalil Mack. It'd be looking like a completely different team. We wouldn't see Max Crosby getting the extension. Darren Waller might have been there. Hunter Renfrow might have been there. I mean, actually, Max Crosby might have been there because he was in the fourth round. He had nothing to do with.
By the way, I didn't even realize the connection. Deshaun Watson, Hunter Renfrow. Just keep that in the back of your mind.
Wow.
Clemson national championships, baby. Huh? Anyways, back
Cleveland
to you.
Cleveland Furl. Baby.
He can leave. I'm out on him. Mullen, there you go.
Yeah,
There's another Clemson Tiger.
Oh,
maybe
man.
Bring Tanner Muse back for you, Steve.
Tanner Muse. Well, we have yet to see what's going to happen, but Max Crosby, 4-year, $95 million deal. That's inked. We're going to see what happens with the free agents. I have a feeling, Spadone, that in the next couple of days, I mean, the legal tampering period starts Monday. So we are going to have a lot to get into then. Then, of course, the new league year starts on March 16th. So that's when you're going to be seeing free agents signed to different teams. There's going to be a lot of reports over the weekend, a lot of smoke screens, but Deshaun Watson is what we're going to keep our eye on. Spadone, any plans for the weekend, man?
What am I doing this weekend? Surprise party for one of my buddies, Robert Spang. You know him, Bobby. Yeah, so we're having a surprise. I hope he doesn't listen. I don't think he listens to this pod. Oh, boy. Having a surprise party for him tomorrow. So I'm excited for that. It's his birthday, so that'll be fun.
Nice.
Sunday, you know who I'm going over to their house on Sunday? Kolsky.
Really?
Place for a little brunch. Little Benny and Griffin are play. Hang out. It'll be nice. I think he's making pancakes.
There you go. Of course, Kolsky.
Kolsky, all I've seen from Kolsky's Twitter is him making food. So,
well, man, have fun with that, man. Tell Bobby I say happy birthday.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm offended that I'm not invited.
In fairness, it's his girlfriend who probably doesn't know you.
She doesn't know.
Inviting. Yeah. She set it all up. So
you guys go back to promo, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That's where we met. Promo. We used to do an old pod that surrounded just Bay Area sports and WWE. Mm. And, SF State, too. Go back there. So,
hell yeah.
Happy birthday, Bobby. And what about you, Steve? What are you doing this weekend?
Shoot, man. I've got Drive to Survive back, that Formula One show that you don't care anything about, that Netflix series. So, the new season is out.
I try to get into car race. I got nothing. As JD would say, John Dickinson, I got nothing.
You'd rather watch two dogs make a puppy?
I'd rather watch Steph better.
But yeah.
Oh, I will be locked into Liverpool and Brighton over 2.5 goals tomorrow. There you go.
Of course.
I think Liverpool will probably have three of them. So.
Yep.
Mo Salah, the fighting Mo Salahs. Who's Chelsea have? Chelsea's got West Ham. West Ham on Sunday morning. There you go.
Death?
No. Chelsea is Newcastle.
You know more about it than I do. I haven't even looked forward to it.
Bet Rivers, baby. I'm locked in to all the lines.
Death, taxes, you betting the over on Premier League games. All right.
It took Leicester in the money line last week, Steve. How dare you? And that cash, by the way. I'm 4-1 this week. Pick your battles. Willard and Dibs. Check it out.
This was the 53rd installment of Black Hole Sundays. We'll have a new episode for you out on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.